This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
If you think it's bad, shut down a business around the country. What happened in Staten Island? We've got the inside baseball in chapter 2 and 3 of what happened when the private mafia thugs of Cuomo went into that business and they attacked the man that stood up to him, and what happened. You're going to see the exclusive footage and a lot more coming up. But let's get our guest on the line right now from Staten Island and what's happened there, Joseph Canizzo. Let's go ahead and play a few clips of what Trump had to say in Georgia that the media is trying to suppress.
So we know the Democrats are planning to cheat, and we can't let them do it again, and we're going to pull ours out one way or the other. But we have to be vigilant because I don't want these two to work like I, you know, I thought we were going to easily win. And that maybe for the first time in a long time, I'd go take a nice little vacation for about 2 days. And then we go back. And instead, I probably worked harder in the last 3 weeks than I've ever worked in my life doing this. A friend of mine said, oh, don't worry about it, sir. You're way up in the polls. You'll win in 2024. I said, I don't want to wait till 2024. I want to go back 3 weeks. Our fight to drain the Washington swamp and reclaim America's destiny has just begun. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. And we will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. You see the money these people have raised? I mean, it's of course, I just raised $250 million, and I should say. I didn't raise it. It just I said, how are we doing on that front? You know, because we didn't get great publicity. Boy, were they were so happy, these guys. You might not be happy in a few weeks. You know, you might not. No, they were so happy. And you know this, and you see it, but they're trying to take it from us through rigging, fraud, deception, and deceit. That's what we saw in the election. That's what's going on, and it's happening right now in our country. And we will do something about it, and we're going to do something about it quickly. No, we continue to fight. We've had some great moments. We just need somebody with courage to do what they have to do, because everyone knows it's wrong. We need somebody with courage, somebody that makes decisions. And we'll be going up to the Supreme Court very shortly, and we really, if we have... if we have courage and wisdom, I think you know what the answer is going to be, because you can't let people get away with what they got away with. With over 74 million votes, over, think of that, more than... I got more votes than any sitting president in history, 11 million more votes than we got in 2016. And we thought that if we could get 68 million, 67 million, that would be the end. All of our great, brilliant geniuses said you'd win. If you get 67 or 68, it's over. We got 74 million plus, and they're trying to convince us that we lost. We didn't lose.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. and never give up the fight.
The great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years we were under globalist control, and the traitors in both parties have sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations, and we're establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault, and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now and complete the police state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world, to bring us to our knees under the Great Reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important, and I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money than we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big Stop the Steal sale that I've extended through the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, up to 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he got a lot of attention in Staten Island, New York. We're going to be breaking it down right now. A business owner ran into some serious situations. Danny Pretzi. At his bar, Max, and the police came in and arrested him once. Well, now they arrested him again, but it wasn't the local police. I've told us the sheriff's department, they're kind of the goons of the governor and of the mayor. Because, hey, he's not Walmart. He's not Costco. You know, he's not Disney World. He's not essential. So he's got to go out of business. Well, the answer with this type of thuggish behavior, in my view, is have all the businesses reopen and stop complying with this crap that, again, is all based on overblown fraud. But Joseph Canizzo is a good friend of his. He owns a local jiu-jitsu dojo or training facility there. They're friends. Danny can't come on right now because of what happened this weekend. Nobody knows about what happened, where they actually had a mob of thugs try to attack him. And then the police or the sheriff's department arrested him. We got some exclusive footage of what actually happened inside when Danny got arrested and more. So Joseph is the head instructor at Staten Island Jiu-Jitsu Dojo. And he is here to talk about what they're facing, what they're dealing with, what it's like. I've seen the videos. I've talked to folks I know that live in New York. They say everybody's basically going bankrupt. It's a ghost town, unless you're a big chain store or whatever. Get into what really happened, the big picture for people across the country, and what happened this weekend.
For sure, Alex. First, I just want to thank you for having me on your show. Things have been pretty crazy over here. We're as business owners, we're doing everything that we can to try to comply with the ever-changing mandates in the state. But we've been basically left out to starve from our federal government. And we're put with our backs against the wall in a position where we need emergency money because we can't wait anymore, or we have no choice but to open up our businesses. You know, it has to be one or the other, and they can't have it both ways. You could go, you know, to the Staten Island Mall right now, and people chest to back waiting at, retail stores to buy big-ticket items, but small business owners were starving. And I think that there's a big movement to suppress our speech and what we're trying to do. You know, the news is not publicizing it. The mainstream media is not publicizing it the way that it should be, because there's small businesses all across the country that are not only they're just desperate and in shambles. And I mean, if this continues to go on the way that it is, all you're going to have is a big box stores left over, and the small businesses are not going to be able to come back.
Well, we know that Jeff Bezos has doubled his money. All the other big tech companies have made record profits because they basically wrote the rules internationally where they're essential, we're not. I went and tried to look at the bailout money, and they said, no, you're not eligible. I don't even want bailout money, but I wanted to see if we could get it. Surprise, surprise, we couldn't. And so most people got less than they were told or nothing. Now there's nothing there. You can't tell somebody, hey, we're taking your land without paying you for it. You can't tell somebody, hey, your business is not essential. Well, like you said, down the street, the Staten Island Mall is just full of people. This is sick. It's cynical. It's all run out of the Davos Group. I think it's time for folks to stand up. Describe what happened. And when you talk about, we'll roll some of this exclusive video, when they actually arrested your friend the first time, and now what's coming out of this, and the incredible thing that happened this weekend, absolutely out of control. Tell us about Danny Presti.
Okay, Danny decided to open up his bar. His bar is listed in an orange zone. Staten Island is only, I believe it's 13 by 7 miles. It's very small, but they split it in half, and one half is an orange zone and one half isn't. So, and two blocks away, you can go in and sit down and eat a hamburger and have a beer, but in his location, you're not allowed to do that. So with his back against the wall, because he has no money, he has an autistic kid at home, he's trying to do everything he can to support his family, he decided to open. He opened up and he was arrested by sheriffs. After the arrest, there was a little bit of a dialogue between the sheriffs and himself, and he decided that he was going to open again, and he did it with some mainstream media broadcasting from within the location. So I guess the sheriffs didn't decide to go in at that moment and arrest everyone that was in there, including him and the patrons and the news. So they waited for him. I think it was last night to leave the the night before last, perhaps, to leave the bar. And then I guess there was some events that led to him being arrested. That's pretty much it.
And then there's the whole vigilante angle of this, where they came and attacked him outside in his car, and then he got arrested. We'll cover that next segment. But let's show this exclusive video of you guys inside at Max Bar and Grill. Looks like a nice place. And there are people throwing bottles and attacking the doors that you're open, but they're out in a group. And you know, churches are closed, but the airlines are open. I mean, this tells us everything we need to know. This is a big corporate takeover, and Klaus Schwab admits it's a vertical takeover. They admit it's a fraud. This is modern war, folks. But what's really crazy is how vicious they turn the citizens into. Here it is.
So we're in Max right now. Somebody just smashing bottles of beer all over the door. Call 911.
And this is from the Irish who die in the potato famine because you choose and you British loyalists. And on and on and on.
So this is the total mental illness of people wanting to come attack a small business because they've been told they can. They've been the same type of folks that rounded up Jews in Nazi Germany, same type of KKK that would attack black people when it was cool to do it. They're just waiting for an excuse to come attack. Let's play a clip of this. This is an Oregon teacher, and they're having an anti-lockdown demonstration. She pulls up, pulls down her mask, screams, yells, says, I hope you kill yourself. I hope you die. I'm a school teacher. Because she's a hero, you're not. Here it is. She's good. She's wonderful. She's a school teacher. Your children belong to her. Joseph, you've got your business. Danny Presti has his. Looking at these crazed mobs, looking at men beat up women in stores not wearing masks, where do you think this is going next?
Well, I'll say there was a very, very peaceful protest at Max a couple nights ago. There was so much support from the community that came, so many business owners. There were African Americans. There were Hasidic Jews there that spoke. The entire Staten Island community came together to speak about what's happening to our businesses. But the mainstream media covered it, and they started saying that there were extremist right groups that were there, and that All these wild fanatics are endorsing his cause and that he's aligned with these wild fanatical groups. So then as a response to that, you get crazy other fanatical groups that are coming in and doing all this wild, erratic behavior.
Oh, this is political warfare. You know, I want to come to Mac's Public House. For folks who don't know what that means, he may not even know what the history of it means. Most restaurants were private clubs in England. It's a very revolutionary American-type deal. George Washington didn't like the fact you had to be a member of a club or part of the British aristocracy to be able to get into most restaurants. So usually a place called a public's house means this is a place for commoners. Is that what he meant by the name?
I'm not exactly sure what he meant with the name, but he's never asked any specific group to come to his bar. He loves everyone equally, you know, as do
I. That's what I'm saying. Is that name is like the original libertarian thing. People didn't know that used to, like, established restaurants. Taverns on the road were different. Everybody could go to those. But a public's house meant everybody's welcome. You know, commoners, you name it. So that's great. I want to come there. We ought to have a demonstration there because I'm telling you, you guys are the front line of the fight. Let's come back and talk about the latest thing happened this weekend that's getting really no attention when the mafia showed up from the governors.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. and they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Well, we appreciate Joseph Canizzo from Staten Island, right there in the birthplace of America, George Washington, the big battles, everything, joining us here in this fight. Now, the bad news is the globalists are powerful. They've got control of the money. The good news is humanity's awake, and what they're doing is totally illegal. This is a corporate takeover, the Davos Global Reset. They claim it's for the people. It's to consolidate power. It's to bankrupt the middle class. It's to create a giant subclass they control, in their own words. So when you look at this and go, this is horrible. This isn't reasonable. This is evil. It is. And it's about getting blue states and blue cities and communist and socialist controlled areas, Germany, Australia, everywhere, to absolutely lock people up and train us to be slaves. And so Joseph's one of the head guys and co-owners there at the local jiu-jitsu place. He's friends with the man that's now been arrested for a second time, Danny Pretzi, for simply opening his business and saying, I'm essential, I have rights. Just like Rosa Parks said, I must sit at the back of the bus. My feet are tired. I'm sitting wherever I want. I'm as good as anybody else on this bus. I'm as good as Target or Walmart. I'm as good as the local Staten Island Mall, the Steam Essential. Or I'm as good as Governor Newsom's restaurants and wineries he owns that stayed open. This is sick, but I'm as good as Mayor Lightfoot that says she can go get her haircut because she said, I'm important. I mean, these people are really, really pushing it. They're not tone deaf. They've been told do this and get us used to the fact we're second class citizens. So tell us, and we'll show some of the video while you talk about it, what happened to Danny Pretzi this weekend, where now that he's become, a leader, one arrest wasn't enough. Boy, they're trying to set him up. They sent a mob to beat him up. Then special group working with the governor, I'm told, from my sources, I haven't talked to you yet, came to arrest him. And now they're telling him, don't even talk. He's unable to even go on the air at this point, facing some type of bigger charge. We saw the Proud Boys got attacked by Antifa. They were sent to jail for 5 years apiece last time I checked. So talk about what you're dealing with and the next level recrimination for saying I'm essential too.
Alex, the Amazon train is driving through your town on the wood and steel salvage from the shambles of bankrupt small businesses in America. It's fueled by COVID, and the conductor is our government asleep at the wheel. We really need to get everyone in this country to understand that if we don't start doing things now, there's going to be only a handful of stores that we're going to be able to shop at. One will be Walmart, Amazon. Maybe our kids and grandkids won't know what it's like to walk into a bakery and buy a cookie or go to a mom and pop shop. Danny's been doing great things. I've been trying to help out as much as I can because I truly feel like the mass media is not publicizing the struggles of small businesses throughout this country. I mean, I've read statistics that more than 30% of small businesses have closed. I mean, my martial arts school has been on Staten Island since 1962. I've been fighting tooth and nail to try to survive. I mean, I've only lasted this long just due to the support of the community that I've been servicing and my students. Danny is doing everything that he can. He's been getting, 9 out of 10 calls on the phone are very supportive. The 10
let's be clear, though. The globalists are really trying to hold you underwater. And folks in places like Texas or North Dakota or South Dakota, where we're still somewhat free, we don't get how desperate it is. You are under savage attack. This makes me never want to shop at a big box store again. In fact, I've told my crew, and I still see it show up here, no more Amazon, man, because they are orchestrating this whole damn thing. It's sick.
Yeah, I mean, I hope your viewers also do realize that. I know it's difficult because, you know, Amazon gets everything to your house quickly. But, you know, where you spend your money is important. You know, it could be contributing to a young child's tuition.
It'd be like if Hitler was dropping bombs on London and you're buying your shoes from Hitler. Imagine Hitler dropping bombs on your town, shutting down your businesses, but you're putting your money in Hitler's bank. Why would you do that? I'm serious. Keep going. Sorry.
You know, all I could say is that the unfortunate events that happened with Danny recently. He has a great criminal defense attorney. He was in and out of jail in under 24 hours.
Tell folks what happened. Is it a mob showed up to attack him, and then he got arrested? Tell me what happened.
Well, from what his attorney has said publicly, is that he left the bar, walked up the street, made a turn, and then two people jumped out from behind a car and said, "Hey, Presti," and started running towards him. And then after that, I don't have the details or the specifics of it, but like I said, I'm sure he's a friend of mine. Anytime that the sheriffs have ever tried to detain him or speak to him or even arrest him, he's willfully complied. I think it's a very dangerous situation for him right now. And I'm sure, you know, he's acting in self-defense.
Now, I'm told this wasn't the local police, New York police. This was, or am I incorrect, that this was a special group controlled by the governor through the county?
Well, in New York, we don't have sheriffs the way that they are in other counties throughout America. They usually handle health code violations or, miscellaneous matters.
So you're saying these are regulators?
Well, they're considered sheriffs. They're considered New York sheriffs, but they are... They are appointed by the mayor, so that's basically how this is set up from what I know. And
okay, so I was reading online the governor was involved too, but obviously it was the communist mayor. So communist mayor sent his hand-picked thugs.
Well, like I said, I try not to say too much. I'd like to just advocate for the small businesses, advocate for our cause. I know people... I'm very frustrated with the mayor and the governor in our state for a lot of different reasons. One of them was there was some federal unemployment that came through, and the governor didn't want to throw in an extra $100 for everybody. So, you know, there's a lot of different things going on.
Well, I know. Pelosi blocked Trump's aid package. Let's be honest. I mean, they're all monsters.
Well, in the end of the day, it comes down to the small business and the person who's sitting home. And if you don't work for a big corporation, and you've been self-employed, or maybe you've been a server at a restaurant, or maybe you've been a bartender, or maybe you're an artist, or maybe you're a musician, or maybe you have a martial arts school. You can't feed yourself.
Well, Joseph, let's remember this.
My mortgage is 7 months.
We were told, get rid of our industrial, get rid of our farms, be service people. We did. And now they're taking our service economy away, saying we're not essential. I mean, they're telling you you're not essential, brother. You are essential. Screw them.
Every day it's just getting harder and harder to try to continue on. I'll be perfectly honest with you. And I get messages from other business owners every single day saying that
you're going to wake up homeless on the continent your forebears conquered. I know it's tough. Everybody, listen, I'm calling for this. I mean this now. We can only support local businesses now. I tell my crew, I tell my wife, I say, you order directly from where you're ordering the clothes or where you're directly going to order food online, go get it from a small place. Well, there's a little grocery store that these Indians down the street from me. It's got a little big selection, small grocery store from India. Their listeners, I go to their place. Stuff costs 20% more, but it's even better. I am not going to spend money with the big system. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I mean, they have, it's two sets of rules. You know, if we're all clear, created equal, start treating us that way. You know, it's hard enough to run a small business, especially in New York City, with all the city tax, state tax, federal tax.
You're absolutely right. I want you to vent. I want you to rage on them and play some clips of the speeches that we're giving when we come back. And I want to talk about solutions straight ahead as they tell us we're not essential. I say the globals are not essential. I say they should be put in prison.
Promo code Patriot. Promo code Patriot at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week in the first week of December 2020 will get you an additional 10% off on the already giant savings store-wide of 30 to 60% off
with free shipping. Now, this is undoubtedly the biggest sales of the year. It's been a year full of sales because the country's in an emergency. The economy's breaking down. But I want you to get your Ultimate Fish Oil, your Ultimate Turmeric Body Formula, your DNA Force Plus, your X2, your X3, your Ultra 12. I want you to get back in stock after being sold out for a year with the COVID shutdown. We couldn't get it. Alpha Power. It's all there discounted. And with promo code PATRIOT at checkout, you get an additional 10% off with the free shipping and everything else. Take advantage of it now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code PATRIOT at checkout. That's promo code PATRIOT at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Footage that's at InfoWars.com. We knew it was coming. They built a $10 million or whatever it was, mega bridge into Hong Kong the last 5 years, the Chinese mainland. Then they started cracking down and getting rid of the elected government. They started taking people's property and enslaving them. And now they've got busload after busload of people being taken away. COVID was all they needed. China forces Hong Kong political prisoners onto buses for re-education camps, and their families beat and scream and beg as they're taken away. And, of course, they'll be arrested next. Everyone wears their mask, though, good little servants. And next comes the re-education camp. They don't have a Second Amendment. Chiang Kai-shek ran to Taiwan. Others ran to Hong Kong. The brain trust of China richest area in the world per capita. They're good people. And Xi Jinping is absorbing them, eating them up. Go ahead and play it with the audio and the video. Here it is. Apple runs death camps. And I've had leftists laughing because I think it's funny. You know, the guy, when I got out of the armored vehicle and pulled his mask off, I was like, China runs death camps. He was laughing and saying F you and bowing up to me. People, they only got caught on tape once I got down. That's what the media edited. It was like, I just walk up to some random guy and pull his mask off. He was sitting there while I was giving a speech about China and death camps, laughing and flipping me off and like doing like a gorilla thing like this with his shoulders. Like, come on down here. F you. Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, they're running death camps in China. He'd be like, yeah, we are. That's where Apple and all of them are based down there. So like, we must work for Apple or Google. So I get out of the truck. I go over to him. And he's all saucer-eyed, like, yeah, dude, this is an NPC world. You're actually on the street with me. And I pull his little mask down just to show that you're in the real world here, buddy. And sure, I shouldn't have done that. I don't normally put my hands on people, but he was putting out fighting words. Crew didn't know I was going to go to that. But if you guys just type in Alex Jones pulls off a mask of trendy or go to Twitter, type my name in. It's one of the top videos. Millions of views of it. But I was down there protesting the mayor, Adler, who got caught on a private jet commissioned by Big Tech, flying down to Mexico for a party for his family, for a wedding. They're not wearing masks. They're all posing for photos. But then he wants us to be shut down again. That's why I went down there. Yeah, let's go ahead and back this up and play it with audio if you have the time. Cue that up, then we'll go to our guest because this all ties together. I'm out there. Needs to be an edited one. There was a lot of cussing by them. And again, he's by my truck. I have an armored truck because I left the Texas. Hammers, bricks, steel rods, you name it. And he's saying, F you. And I'm like, you know, we need to stand against Big Tech running death camps in China. Oh, F you. Come on down here. Come on down here, boy. And I said, well, hell, let me see what happens when I come down there. Because the guy could have been 6'5", weighed 300 pounds. I'd have still gone down there to see what he was doing. But he didn't. Weighed like 170 pounds of all beanstalk talk. And he didn't know what to do once I got down there. But again, the media all edited from our own video at the point where I grab his mask. Like I just randomly grabbed some dude's mask. No, he was down there for 5 minutes laughing about Hong Kong, laughing about Taiwan, laughing about China. Because you better know, folks, people are like, why do you care so much about them? That's the system we're under attack by. That's what's coming to us next. Go ahead and roll the people being shipped off to re-education camp where many won't ever come back again. Here it is. In Hong Kong. This is happening last night. Here it is. It's absolutely incredible what's unfolding. What's going on in this world? That's why I'm mad at the guy making a joke about it. So I'm like, Apple's running death camps. The left is evil. They're corrupt. They want to lock you down. Great reset. He's laughing, flipping me off, and then doing gorilla things, saying, come down here. Like he wants to fight, bowing up with his fist and his shoulders. And I said, I'll go talk to this guy. You want to run your freaking mouth, man. This ain't funny, dude. They live on the last fumes of gas in America that our former men and women stood up for because women took care of the men. They're running on the fumes of what other people a lot greater than them did, and they piss and crap all over it, and I'm not going to put up with it. Now, Joseph Caudizzo and, of course, your patriot friend who's been arrested again, Danny Presti, I just want to say this. When I tell you you guys are patriots and heroes, I mean it. Because everybody else is following orders. You're not, and you're pointing out what's going on, and I'm seriously considering. I'm already going to be in D.C. this weekend, and I'm very close to New York while I'm there. I need to touch stone. I need to come and touch the place where the rebellion's starting. So there's a good chance I'm going to come there this week or I'm going to come there next week. But just in closing, you guys need support and love. People need to come from New York and all over and come to your businesses. They need to support them. And because the police arrest him every time he opens it, people need to bet on the modern day Patrick Henry or Sam Adams who owned a bar. They need to support him. And so Tell us how people can support you and also support Danny Presti and what he's doing, because if it's $5, $10, or just a prayer, that has a big effect.
It definitely has a huge effect. Danny has a GoFundMe set up. I have a GoFundMe set up. My business has been forced closed since March. So, you know, we're hanging on by threads here. Up in New York, the rules are a lot stronger than anywhere else in the country. I mean, I just want to talk a quick second about just the overall state of affairs.
Yeah, let's get out both your deals. I mean, where do people go to support Danny, who they're trying to
GoFundMe? The two GoFundMes we have set up, you've been putting them up. Thank you for doing that. Matt Fights the Small Businesses. You can go on to GoFundMe and search for that. And mine is State Staten Island Judo Jiu-Jitsu Dojo. So they should be pretty easy to find if you search them in Google. Any of the support's appreciated. If you could share, sharing goes a long way, because getting the word out will help us hang on and hopefully reopen.
Well, I know you want to get into what's happening, but just one last thing. We need to get all the businesses have like a reopening day. I would say like next Wednesday, say we're reopening day, and then reopen small businesses, boycott big businesses. And I think you guys should just all have a block party out there, and the police could burn in hell. The mayor's little select communist goons of that guy that looks like a big fat child molester, Governor de Blasio, or Mayor de Blasio.
Well, you know, the government can't have it both ways. They can't leave us out to starve, keep our backs against the wall, when we can't support our families and give us no subsidy. Every major country in this world has been taking care of this, the people and the businesses. We're left out here for dead. We have to either open or they have to subsidize us. It's one or the
other.
That
guy went to Venezuela to train under Hugo Chavez. He's a damn shame. It's a frickin' enemy of America. Giant sack of filth. What do you expect commies to do? Shut down our businesses. Wage war on us. Damn it. Go ahead. You wanted to point something out. I'm ranting. What was the other point?
No, it's just, it's so hard to be a business owner up here in New York. We have such high taxes, city tax, state tax. We have, Staten Island is only 58 square miles. They have, in the last year or so, they put up 750 speed cameras. You can't, almost, in most places, you can't drive over 25 miles an hour. They have, it's almost like this entire country is just slowly creeping closer and closer to becoming like communist China. I mean, all the big companies, all the big corporations are getting subsidized. Walmart's getting billions of dollars a year. Meanwhile, their employees are on food stamps. Amazon's getting paid to open up warehouses and locations.
It's a predatory, authoritarian takeover because we won't stand up for ourselves.
Well, we're trying. We're trying to do our best in Staten Island. We're doing everything we can to be vocal. I'm so happy that you gave us a voice on your show. I believe that, you know, shows like yours, podcasts, are the only true form of media now, because every time I give an interview, they edit it all out and they take two pieces that weren't even put together and they do this. So, you know.
Oh, yeah. When I said we're not doing anything, I wasn't talking about you or Danny Presti. All right, brother. We really appreciate you on Instagram at SIJJD. GoFund Max Fight for Small Businesses. GoFundMe Steve Staten Island. Save Staten Island Jiu-Jitsu Dojo. Join us again the next few days as this unfolds, brother, and Godspeed, all right?
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
If you told people 10 years ago we'd be at this point, they'd never believe it. Well, I'm here to tell you it's about to get a lot worse.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It is heartbreaking to watch the footage. It's not just that one clip. It's on Infowars.com. Of pro-freedom demonstrators in Hong Kong who had an agreement under treaty until 2030 and passed, don't have China in control of them. And there they are being shipped away to, quote, re-education camps where many will never come back again. Shock video, China forces Hong Kong political prisoners onto buses for re-education camps. And the cover to introduce you to camps in Europe and the U.S. and Canada is what they call COVID camps. But then it's secret where you go. They then intubate you with a device, a ventilator, and then kill you that way. So the new guillotine is now the ventilator, and the new sign of slavery, the new white flag, is the face diaper. Disturbing video out of Hong Kong shows family members of political prisoners saying hysterical goodbyes for China, rounded them up on the buses headed for education camps in the mainland. No one on the mainland would ever come to the camp, but, you know, these folks are still free. The heartbreaking footage shows a group of desperate Hong Kongers banging on the barred windows of the buses as it drives away the Chinese mainland. So what's happening here is there's always an outside group that wants to dominate you and take you over. And if you don't have a history, an organization, and a military, and an armed population to resist it, you will be taken over. And so we lived under freedom so long, we're like, wait, they're still in the election? Wait, they're just taking over? Wait, they got pedophiles teaching kids in public schools? I mean, because you don't stand up. And so a lot of people are saying, well, Jones, when is the time for a shooting war? Well, if you won't show up in D.C. this weekend to peacefully point out that our president won re-election, and he's been trying to peacefully reverse this, and if you won't show up at state capitals, and if you won't donate to InfoWars, and if you won't spread the word, you're never going to go put bullets in anybody, okay? And here's the deal. 90% of the people that work for the globalists don't even know what they're doing. I don't want to hurt them. I want them to have a great future. I don't want physical conflict. Because the globalists have us in a modern domesticated age where it's terrible if it goes that direction. So I am not offensively planning anything, but I'm here to tell you. Forced inoculations, global governments, siege, saying you're non-essential. If they lock you up in your house and you starve to death, that's a form of war. You have a right to fight back. You have a right, if a mayor locks you down and you lose your business and then you lose your house and you're homeless, to go to their house and live in their living room and eat their food. And by the way, they know that, so they're going to direct you at the middle class, not at their house. No. I want to sit in Mayor Adler's living room at the W. I want the homeless he brings here and gives. I want him in his house. They don't respect you. They've never been called out, folks. That's why they're doing this. The heartbreaking footage shows a group of desperate Hong Kongers banging on the barred windows of the bus as it drives away to the Chinese mainland. Zhang Wang, Ivan Lam, and Agnes Chow, who spearheaded the Umbrella Movement 2019 that we had reporters on the ground covering against Communist China's encroachment on the Hong Kong sovereignty, were among the political prisoners boarded in vans after getting sentenced last week for their roles in the mass protests by the Communist Chinese. There's Time Magazine reporting on it. They deserve it. It is good. You'll soon be in camp. DNI Ratcliffe says, we'll see whether there is a Biden administration. He was on Fox News and didn't go along with their gaslighting. Again, if you just joined us, the Supreme Court has moved up the dates to hear Trump's cases so that it doesn't go within the window and then lose its constitutional authority to do it. So the Supreme Court is teeing it up to give it back to the legislatures and demand that they choose the electors and have hearings. And they can also do more than that. They can throw out all those state elections and demand new elections, or they can simply certify it for Trump because of the fraud. It's that serious. Democrat operatives went on all five states, really six states, but five were focused on, and got agreements, consent agreements, outside of legislative law to accept the fake ballots and no signatures and the rest of it. It's all fraudulent. Then we have the moral authority with the evidence of the fraud. They got a big problem. The worm turned. If you believe in Trump, if you believe in freedom, if you march in D.C., if you are aggressive, if you support the institutions fighting back, we're going to win. And regardless, we're going on the 20th to say he's not our president in D.C. It's like that mayor said 3 weeks ago, oh, COVID restrictions suddenly, no one can come to the city. Screw you, we came in. We do what we want, you dirty little commies. We know who you are. We've just begun to fight. We're not beginning to surrender. It's not in our vocabulary. Pedophiles are going to burn in hell. All right. Let's go to DNI Ratcliffe. We'll see whether there is a Biden administration.
Get your take on Joe Biden naming a cabinet and expecting that he is going to have a national security team and hear his Obama-era picks. And I want to get your take on whether or not they agree with you and understand the threat. You got Jake Sullivan for NSA. He sent classified emails to Hillary Clinton's server. He hyped the Russiagate hoax, co-authored the essay calling China an essential U.S. partner. Anthony Blinken for Secretary of State.
These are committed criminals.
Senator Johnson's report was in contact with Hunter Biden and his Burisma Holdings colleagues in the Ukraine impeachment drama. Alejandro Mayorkas for DHS found to have sold green cards to Chinese nationals on behalf of Democratic donors. And then there's Neera Tanden for budget director. She played a role in promoting the debunked Trump-Russia claims.
They're bringing in Chi-Com agents.
Avril Haines, who wants your job as DNI, he's the former deputy of John Brennan and Susan Rice, who were deeply involved, we understand. understand, John Brennan was, in the Russia hoax. So does a potential incoming Biden administration agree with this about China? And will they change policy?
Well, these election issues, we'll see who is in what seats and whether there is a Biden administration. But the point of what I've done here and how I've addressed this and why it's different for a director of national intelligence to take this approach is I want to make sure that the American people are clear on the threat so that they can hold whoever holds these important national security positions is held accountable so that the things that the Trump administration has done so successfully that is different than any other administration has done before, sanctions against China, tariffs relating to China, holding them accountable on the world stage.
Very powerful information. Very powerful information. I'm going to host a little bit in the next hour and then hand the baton to Gerald Celente, but let me just say this right now. InfoWars has proven itself vital to the future of the Republic and vital to the future of human liberty and freedom. And I'm very honored to be in this position. I'm very thankful to you for keeping us in the fight. But I just want to ask listeners to, again, recommit, count the cost, and realize that if you do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of the big sales we've got going, that funds an organization that the globalists absolutely hate. We are like nails on a chalkboard to them. We are over the target. We do not back down. We are unfiltered. We are historically accurate. We have incredible guests. We are the blood of freedom. You are the blood of freedom. We are symbiotic. And it's just like a family line. Just like you go back to your earliest ancestors tens of thousands of years ago into the future. We are one family. We are one body together. You cannot let InfoWars die. And it's under such attack, but because of you, we've persevered, and now we've gone from 50-50 people hating us and loving us to like 90%. We've hit the zeitgeist, and I know it's an incredible responsibility. You look at videos of me 2 years ago, I look 10 years younger. People say, you know, Jones, you sell your supplements, you look like hell. I have chosen to take on everything and everything to hurt me. Because it gives me greater discernment, and I don't it's psychological and spiritual, but I can ignore things and I can cut off pain, but I have chosen the way of pain, and I have chosen to take all this on. So my beard's gone gray the last year. It's why I'm killing myself, but it's a good mission, and if it wasn't for the supplements and the rest of it, I couldn't do what I do. But I'm working 18 hours a day. I sleep. I have dreams about fighting the New World Order. If there was ever anybody in modern history totally committed to fighting the operations of the New World Order, it's InfoWars. So thank you for your support. We've got big sales at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the Christmas specials going right now. 50% across the board. Double Patriot points. We brought those back just for Christmas. And free shipping. But we've got to sell a lot of profit to fund ourselves. We sell a lot more product at a sale that big, but there's a lot less funding in each order, so we need to get a lot more ordered to be able to fund ourselves. So, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your X2 Essential. Get your X3, your Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Get your coming back in just a few days, so it'll be back up for you to get by the time you watch this, because I'm going to make this into an ad. It may be available. Winter Sun, Vitamin D3 under the tongue. Turbo Force, Brain Force Plus, back in stock. We've got Prostaguard. We've got Alpha Power, sold out for almost a year because of the shutdown. Back in stock. It's all available discounted with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.